Coming up, the new medical technology that's getting under patients' skin. In a good way. Coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. One of the most important ways in which we can use technology is through the medical community. And one of the latest breakthroughs comes from a company called Bruin Biometrics, which has devised a new scanner that will help clinicians accurately diagnose pressure ulcers earlier. Many hospital patients who are bedridden are particularly susceptible to these pressure ulcers, bed sores. These bed sores can lead to an array of complications, which is precisely what led to the ultimate passing of actor Christopher Reeve. The CEO of Bruin Biometrics, Martin Burns, joined the Wall Street Journal with a look at just how prevalent pressure sores are and its effect on the medical community.
The reality is about 60,000 people a year in the U.S. die from pressure ulcers. So if you compare that to cancer, there are, you know, if bed sores were a cancer, it would basically be the second biggest killer of all types. So it kills more people than any cancer except for lung cancer. Enormous amounts of money at the local hospital level. At the overall U.S. level, we spend somewhere between $11 and $15 billion a year treating pressure ulcers.
But new scanning devices using NASA technology can diagnose the bed sores in a very new way.
Actually, the inventor of it, one of the inventors is a chap called Professor William Kaiser. Bill actually worked at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory on the Mars rover. So that's the rover that's still running around Mars. And he was one of the sensor experts. Now, he is applying himself to the world of medical technology now. And bed sores actually are wounds that occur from underneath the skin surface. They come from the inside out, typically. And what happens is, like any wound, they all go through the inflammatory phase. So imagine the last time you hit your hand with a hammer. Assuming you didn't bleed, what happens is your hand swells up and you get inflammation. Now, what's very beneficial about that inflammatory phase is that you can measure it. And what Bill and a lady called Barbara Bates Jensen, who's a nurse, said was, let's go measure it. And so we can measure now the changes in the tissue days before it becomes visible at the skin surface. So the areas most at risk for pressure ulcers are your heels, your sacral area, so the buttocks. Those are the places, about 90% of all pressure ulcers occur there. And when they go to a later stage, they break down and the skin breaks. Christopher Reeve, you know, died as complications from one of these things. Sepsis, MRSA, and other complications arise from pressure ulcers.
And while high-tech, these scanners are still easy to use.
We actually designed it very specifically for nurse assistants to be able to use. So the idea basically is they can actually just put it in their pocket or put it on their computer on wheels, walk around to an individual patient, take a reading once a day. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes per patient. So exactly what they're doing today is visual inspection. They're turning the patient over and looking for redness on the skin. Well, now what this is doing is forget the redness, look days in advance of the damage occurring, and the nurse assistants can use it.
This new technology has been a huge success in the medical community, which is poised to continue.
If you think about a hospital setting, typically you would end up with a rate of ulceration of about 5 to anywhere up to 30%. In our cases, Virgin Care, for example, have deployed the scanner. That's Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Care. And they've managed to get their pressure ulcer rate to zero. It's happened every single place we go to where nurses have this piece of equipment in their pocket, they can get the rate to zero. We're in the final stages of a clinical trial. It's an FDA clinical trial. We're about 100 patients in, and we're expecting to wrap that up in September and then file with the FDA finally this year.
That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For more on this technology and Bruin Biometrics, be sure to check out WSJ.com. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting WSJ.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs.